Okay, good morning, Reish Nun Gimel. Si'if Gimel. Hamashkim baboker. You wake up in the morning, Shabbos morning, vera'a shikdicha tafshilo, and you see that your pot, the food inside, is getting overcooked, starting to burn, starting to dry out. V'yarei penya diach yoter, and you don't want it to get any worse. So, yachol la'asir ulhaniach keder yishana reikanit me'al pi akira. So then, how do you minimize the temperature? So you can't turn the knob down. So how do you lower the temperature so your pot stays warm but doesn't burn? So what you're able to do is you take a pot out of your cabinet and you just put it right onto your stove, and then on top of this pot, you put this, it could be an empty pot even, okay? And then you can take your pot that's cooking and put it over this pot, so it'll keep it hot. Now when you're doing this, right, because you're going to be from your stove, you're going to be removing your pot with the food inside, taking it off, put another pot that's empty, and then put a pot on top of it. So that is, so when you're doing this, he says, Shulchan Aruch writes, make sure you don't put your pot onto the floor, because right, one of the tanaim that we've learned for Chazara is you still want to still be holding it. V'shitiye rotachat, and it still has to be yad seledet bo. Because if it goes below yad seledet bo, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can have bishul achar bishul, and according to the Ramah, once it gets to room temperature. Okay, and it can even be in this case, it could even be if it's an empty pot by Chazara. Learn in Shin Yud Chet, this is discussed also, so I think the Mishnah Bura and some others say, to do this lechatchila, it has to be a pot with food inside of it. If you want to take food from your fridge on a Shabbos morning and put it on top of an empty pot, so some say that's Aser, some say there has to be food inside that pot. Like on top of your chillin pot wouldn't be a problem. If you have anything on top of a pot and there's food inside, that for sure everyone says is okay. For an empty pot, so that's a machlokas. And okay. But here we're learning the halacha of chazara. It's still hot. It was on the stove when Shabbos started. It's not directly from your fridge. So that everyone says also, if it's empty, it's for sure no problem as well. Okay. Okay, and I think we mentioned yesterday about a hot plate. Can you put something directly onto a hot plate? So that's a machloket. If it has the same din as a on top of a pot, or it's as if you're putting it right onto the flame. Okay, dalet. Yesh limchot biyad anuhagim lehatmin mibaod yom kumkum shomayim. So he says one should stop somebody who has the following minhag. Now, I'll read it, I'll peep shot. There's a few different, at least a couple main different ways to read the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on a statement, it's in from the Beis Yosef, from the Rishonim. One, I think it's the Rabbeinu Yonah who points this out. And so he writes, one should not take a thermos. We'll call this a thermos or some kind of a hot water, basically a bottle, and you put hot water there before Shabbos, right? Right before Shabbos, you take burning hot water and you pour it into this and you keep it warm. Why did people do this? V'notnim otam liyada kedera b'Shabbat k'shetavil mitstamek. So what happens Shabbos morning? It could be at nighttime, obviously. Also, anytime. But you see that your food is getting overcooked, or you see that your chillant is getting too dry. So what some people might do is they take hot water from their thermos, and then they keep hot water available, and then they pour it in Shabbos morning, they add it to their chillant, because you don't want your chillant to burn. So he writes, Yesh limchot, one should tell them not to do this. So one simple reading is, what's the problem? The problem is, I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah says this, so what's his worry? that you're going to take the water, that the water that you put into your thermos, it's going to cool down overnight because it's not on the fire. And then it goes, and then it can get below room temperature. Or it can just get below Yad Tzeled Bo. That's more what they're worried about. So now you have the liquid that's below Yad Tzeled Bo, and then you're pouring that water into your chillin pot, which is, it's on the flame. Right? Because the heating element, so we consider a crock pot the flame, or whatever, you have a pot on the stove. So the problem is you're going to be mixing water that's below Yad Tzeled Bo with water that is on the flame. And that could be a problem of bishul achar bishul. So that's why, interesting, he doesn't write the word necessarily asur, because it depends. Again, we can have all share how to read the Rebbeinu Yonah. But basically the question is, it's probably because we're afraid it's going to drop below Yad Tzeled Bo. But then, there's also a statement that it's in the Rebbeinu Yonah as well, that there is a chashash. So it depends how you want to interpret it. But the way, okay, so generally speaking, for Ashkenazim, I believe this is the minhag, that what you're allowed to do without any trouble is you can take water that's on the flame or that's in a hot water urn. And you can take water from the hot water urn that's boiling hot, it's above Yad Tzeled Bo, and you can pour that into your chillin pot. That wouldn't be a problem. So certainly it's not a problem if you pour the hot water directly from your hot water or your hot water kumkum, if as long as it's still on, right into the chillin pot. Because you're taking hot water, boiling hot water into boiling hot water, for sure no problem. Can you pour it into another cup? So it depends on how you interpret, it depends a little bit how you interpret the halacha and how choshesh your posek is. But if you're going to put a little bit of water into a cold cup, and then there's a chance that your water now is going to cool down on the way and get below Yad Tzeled Bo, so that for sure you cannot do. If you're going to make sure that you have a lot of hot water, it's still going to stay above Yad Tzeled Bo, or you heat up your cup and you pour it out, and then put some hot water in there and pour it out and add some more hot water, so then this is a machloket. Lechatchila, I would recommend to pour straight, but if that's too difficult, there are opinions that do say it's okay. Ask your rav. Again, the real problem is we don't want it to get beyond Tzeled Bo, and it happens to be according to the Rama, as he's really holds once it reaches room temperature, it's a problem. So Ashkenazim are more mekel, have a lot more reason to be mekel in this halacha than Sfardim. There are some Sfardim, or perhaps many Sfardim, who do interpret this halacha even a little more strict. And he's saying, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't even take water that's directly on the fire and add that to another pot. Like, you can't, there is an opinion that says you can't even take it from the hot water urn and put that directly into the cholin pot. I know some are mekel b'shat hadchak, some aren't. Some recommend, if this is a regular occurrence, put a little bag of hot water inside the crock pot on the side. So if you need a reserve of hot water, you have a reserve of hot water. You can just pop the bag. Because what are they afraid of? They're afraid of, again, it depends how you interpret, maybe a das yachid also, but it depends how you interpret the Rebbeinu Yonah, that it could be that once the hot water leaves the urn and you pour that into the crock pot or to your whatever it is, we call it an iroi kli rishon. And some say that once it becomes an iroi and you put that into a hot pot, that could be cooked again. I'll leave it, it's a machloket, but in general we say in bishul achar bishul. So there's only a chilak davar yavish davar lach if it goes below Yad Tzeled Bo. The Shulchan Aruch himself holds, once it's bishul, it doesn't matter if it's yavish or lach, if it stays above Yad Tzeled Bo, we never worry about bishul achar bishul. Maybe there's tzliach or bishul, we'll get to later, but there's no bishul achar bishul unless it's, the maisa of the Shulchan Aruch holds, there's only bishul achar bishul if it's davar lach. And the Shulchan Aruch says if it goes below Yad Tzeled Bo. So So it's.
You mean if the recipient of the water goes below?
No, what you're pouring into the, if you want to pour it onto the hot pot, the crock pot's boiling, and that's on the flame. So if you want to put something in there, and you want it, so that's...
So you're cooking what you're putting in.
Exactly. I mean, it could be either way, depending on the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But the other lot is already more machmer, so it's... Okay. Hey! Mutar letet al pi kederet chamin b'shabbat tavshel shin b'ashel me'er b'shabbat kol tzarchol kigon pandish. U'chayotzi behen lechamaman. Okay, so now, he says... If you have anything that was cooked, we're talking about, certainly if it's a davar yavish, anything that was fully cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on top of a kedera on Shabbos. Lefi she'ein derech bishul bekach. Because it's not normal to cook on top of another pot. So there's no problem over here. Okay. Aval, lahatmin tachat v'gadim netun al gabei mecham v'day asur. But if you have, this certainly applies if it's on Shabbos. If it applies Erev Shabbos, so that's a discussion by Atzmana. But he's saying if you have your pot on the flame, and you want to cover it up with begadim, towels, so on Shabbos itself, it's for sure going to be a problem of Hatmana. Okay? If it's called Mosif Hevel, so that's a whole other discussion. Probably we'll just save it when we get to that shortly. Okay. V'hu hadin she'asur la'nichol gabei kira afilu gufa ketuma do'etir elach hazara. So to do it lechatchila straight onto a flame, even straight onto a pot, even if it's gufa ketuma, that wouldn't be allowed unless it's chazara. V'yesh matirin liten l'toch tanur she'afu bo mibo'od yom v'me'achar she'lo hitiminu bo rak afu bo mibo'od yom lo nishar bo rak hevel me'at ve'en lachush le'bishol. So if you have a pot, an oven that you cooked into it Erev Shabbos, and then you took it out and you want to put it back on, he says it's not a problem as long as it's still cooked. It's still warm. That's the Rama Seter, that it's still warm. V'yesh machmirim bazeh, and there's some machmir. V'im achom kol kach batanur shayad seleret bo asur. But if it's yad seleret bo, and then it's going to be asur. V'chol advarim she'asur la'asot. Basically, a little bit of a repeat. And so you want to get real technical. V'chol advarim she'asur la'asot midvarim elu asur lomar le'eni hudu la'asot. Now, anything that we've just learned now, shia, chazara, all these things that are asur for a Jew to do, you can't tell a goy to do it for him. Achen, asur lomar le'eni hudu la'achem hakadera inutstanim. So you can't tell your non-Jew to heat up your pot. V'im asakein, right, in Adaris, that's aser. V'im asakein asur le'ochlo afilo tzonein. And if you told him to do so, then you can't, then even if it cools down, you can't eat it. Right? Amnam, im lo nistanin kol kach, shadayin ruin le'ochlo, but if it's not completely cold, it's still a little bit, I assume a drop above room temperature. And im chimimo oto enim yehudi, mutar le'ochlo, but if a goy does it for you, then that's okay. Okay, and lachen noagim she'ha'enam yehudim motzim akaderot mina tanurim shematimina mehem moshiva notam etzel tanur beit achoref o alav o maveret ashevcha achar kach tanur ahu vayidei ze akaderot chozrim v'nir tachim. So aval ayidei Yisrael asur b'chiyai gavna. So if you have a stove that you know that you're going to turn right next to the stovetop. You can have a goy put a pot right next to it, and then afterwards he'll come and turn on the stove. And that will heat, that's if he's doing it to heat up the room or he's doing it for himself as well. So then, even though by putting the pot there beforehand, when you put the pot there, there is no problem. So then you're allowed to put it right next to the oven where it's gonna, where the goy is gonna turn it on for himself anyway. So then he's just planning ahead. And technically, when he puts it on, there's no problem. And the fact that he's going to turn, you know, he's going to turn on the stove later, that's okay. Aval, ayidei Yisrael asur b'kai gavna. But a Jew can't do this. Because a Jew knows that he's going to turn on the oven in an hour to heat up the house. So that's not okay, because it's similar to where you're having two Jews. They plan to do something. Each one's going to do half the Yisr. So since you both know what you're planning on doing, and you're each planning to do half the Yisr, so we say that's Yisr. So even though you're doing one half, and the goy is going to turn on the heater for the other half, that's still asur because that's your intention. But you can let it. But you can have a non-Jew do this. Aval ima kaderot adain chamin. Now, if the pots are still hot, so then mutar lamin etzel atanur, then it's not a problem. Even a Jew can put it right next to where the fire is going to get turned on, but it's still hot. It didn't reach room temperature. Okay, the tanurim shilanu yesh lahem din kira, and our ovens are all the din of a kira, so we're a little bit more makel to put it next to it. Usmicha bekira she'ena grufa ketuma kedin grufa ketuma linyan netina talea. Okay. Kavar nidber shenagu lahakel, and the minhag is to be makel. Bechazara b'shabbat afilu nicha gabe karka. And it reminds us that we can be makel when it comes to chazara, even if you put it on the floor, even though lechatchila we shouldn't. It's okay. And maybe the minhag. V'hu adin lismoch v'tanur she'ena garuf v'katum. And you're allowed to put it next to our tanurim nowadays, even if it's not garuf v'katum, because you don't put it directly on the flame. Right next to it, it's not a problem. Because it's still warm and it's fully cooked. Right? If it's not fully cooked, of course, that would be bishul deraisa. If it reaches yatzilat bo. And the minag is to be mekel. Okay, to put it next to it. Resh nun dalet. All right, so tafshilin, they were prepared erev Shabbos. Kedei ligamer b'Shabbos, and you want to have it finished on Shabbos. So alfa pishba shebasar chai mutar lashoto. So we said you're allowed to take raw meat right as Shabbos starts, right before Shabbos, and put it there. Hani mili b'kedera. That's if you put it into a pot, right? Basically, you're cooking it with liquid, and it's going to take at least, we're assuming, I don't know, 3 hours to cook. So you know it's not going to make it in time for dinner. Maybe 2 hours, I don't know, whatever it is. So you're not worried that you're going to come turn up the flame. So then it's not a problem. Even if it's not, even if there's no blech. Aval. But if you're going to be grilling it, roasting it, right, it's going to anything that's going to cook faster, and it will get ready by the time dinner is ready. So then, so we're worried that you might come to make it cook faster if you see it's going slow, and you'll turn up the flame a bit. So then it is a problem, even by basar chai. Even if it's raw meat. V'hani milei v'sar shor o eis. Now that's, we're talking about tough meat. We're talking about, it comes from an ox, and it'll take time for it to cook. About basar gedi v'of, but something like from a kid, or a kid sounds bad, a baby goat, or from a chicken, it'll cook pretty quick. Shehe menucha and menutachim me'evarim. So these items, since they actually and they're cut up in little pieces, and if you turn up the flame, you're going to end up burning them. So that's also okay. It'll burn. Just needs a little bit of heat, and you don't want to turn it up. So that's also going to be okay. And if you're going to put it in an oven, and you seal the pot, some kind of clay, you seal the lid. So then, bein gedi ve'of shleimim bein basar shor ve'ez mutar delo chashin an lechitoy. So then, that's not a problem. That's when you're not gonna come to cook it faster. She'im is, it's gonna take a while to cook. She'im ba liftoach hatanur, because if you come to open up the oven, ulechatot, and you're gonna try to stoke the coals in this case, tikanes haruach v'itztanen hatanur, so the air is going to ruin it, v'itkasher basar v'yafsid, and you're going to make the meat hard, and it's going to actually be detrimental. Right, so the main point is, if it's something that you know you're not going to touch for 2-3 hours, it's okay, and if it's something that it might be ready in time for dinner, so then it's not okay. Haga. Right, but the best thing to do is just make sure you have a blech and you don't have to worry about all these things. Haga, Ve'ein chiluk baze bein im uchay lagamer in b'shal k'tzah. It doesn't matter if it's completely raw or partially cooked. Kol zman shechalal haguf shalim, and as long as it's a solid piece, most of it's together. Alfal pi she'ein alav roshu k'ra'av, even though it's missing part of it, the head, some of the wings. Mikre shalim, it's called complete. Ve'yesh machmirin v'sarvim d'matanur tuach betit hakol shari. And some, this is going on the next part, they're machmir, and they say that as long as the tanur is sealed, it's okay. Ve'agabe ha'esh shehu megulea kol asur. This is the part that once it's on top of the fire, then it's everything. Every scenario is usher unless you have a blach. Ubatanur shepiv mechusa elasheina tuach betit az yesh lechalek ben gedi veof l'shar basar kaderech shenid va'er v'hachi nahug kisvara zo. Okay, and this also is not really lemaisa because he's talking about a tanur that we don't have nowadays. We have a kira. Okay, so let's go. That's right. Karban Pesach on Shabbos. You're not going to cook it on Shabbos. You're going to cook it. Anyways, you can keep it hot if it comes out. Right. If you build the tanur that they had. Bet. Ein salin batzal ubeitza ubasal gabe gechalim. Okay, we don't roast these things. Onions, eggs, meat, agave directly on the gechalim. Charcoals, ala kadesh yitzlami ba'od yom, mishneid tadav, kemachal ben drasai shu chatzi bishilo. Unless you start to cook it on both sides, and it's at least kemachal ben drasai, which is at least he says over here, it's at least halfway cooked. Even if afilu basar gediv, the kevin sheniach agave gechalim, eino choshesh ala shi yitzla mehera, it's going to cook really quickly. The alpha piece shit charech hilka chashinan shema yechate. But here we worry that it might. You're still worried about the issue of shema yechate. You could come to increase. You might try and cook it faster. So you're worried about it if it's not cooked kamachal ben drasai. But if it's cooked kamachal ben drasai, we're not worried about it. The filu imhu basar shor, even if it's a tough piece of meat, shemeachar shehura ula achila, lama yechate lahafsido. We're not worried about you increasing the heat in order to make it cook. If you're grilling it, we're not worried about you coming to be mechate once it's machal ben drasai. Okay, kemo. Im avaro shachach venitzla b'shabbat be'isr asar. If one did an avera and he cooked on Shabbos, then you cannot eat it. All right, dalid. If you have fruit or vegetables, whatever, and you want to cook them, the raw might be referring to, is this referring to fruits or vegetables? Good question. Okay. So you want to put them inside your kedera all around, and they're raw. So you're allowed to put them around the edge. Alpha pishiyev shay shiitzalu kodem chashecha, even though it's not going to be cooked before Shabbos. But once you lift up the cover, we're not worried about you coming to stoke the coals for these fruits or vegetables. But he points out that if you lift up the pot on Friday night, on Shabbos, you can't close it. Because if you close it, you can't close it until it's completely cooked. Right, if you put it on right before Shabbos, it won't be completely cooked Friday night, or at least early Friday night, because you have to wait to close it until it's completely cooked. Because if you cover a pot, covering a pot and closing the container will make it cook quicker, and that would be bishul b'Shabbos, deraisa. Hey, ein notim samuch l'chashecha pat l'tanur ela kadei shikrumu. You don't put bread into an oven to cook Erev Shabbos unless it's going to get the surfaces that are touching the side of the walls where it's sitting on is going to get cooked. Sheikramu penea, as it gets brownish on the outside where it's touching. Hamud bakim batanur, where it's stuck to the tanur. Lo charar al gabei gechalim ela kedei sheikramu penea shekenegad ha'esh. Or if Or if it's opposite the gechalim, and there also, where it's opposite the fire, it's also going to brown. So it needs to at least be that much before, it needs to be that much baked before Shabbos to put it on Erev Shabbos. Okay? So it needs to be early enough, not right before Shabbos, where it's still going to be relatively raw. V'kol sheporsa ve'ein achutin imshachim karoi kremat panim. And he says, once you try and pull apart the dough and it's not stringy anymore, then that's also called cooked enough. Right? It's raw when it's still considered a state of raw is when you try to pull apart the dough and you see strings of dough. Upashtida, upladin, shitzarech, shikamu, paner lamalu lamata, some kind of, maybe a bereka type of food, which you have bread on both sides, dough on both sides. So on both sides, you need to have it brown. It needs to be cooked. V'itbashel ma shebetocha kemachal ben drosai. And the meat or potatoes inside has to at least be kemachal ben drosai. At least, he says, it's a half. Some say a third. V'im latano tamasach samuch lechashecha v'lo karmu peneim. But if you put it there right before Shabbos and it didn't get baked enough, it still looks raw. So im b'meizid, if you did it on purpose, asur ad motzei Shabbat b'chdei shiyasu. So then it has to be, you have to wait until after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to bake it. V'im b'shogeg, if you did it b'meizid, you didn't realize that it was asur, or you thought it was brown. Im ein lo ma sheyochal mutar lo lirdot mimenu mizon shalosh seudot. So if you did it b'shogeg, and this is the only bread you have, and you did it b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat the minimum of amount of bread that you need for the three meals. Omer la'acherim she'en lehem ma sheyochlu bo erdu lechem mezon shalosh seudot. And so that you don't waste the bread that was done b'shogeg, that was cooked b'shogeg on Friday night, you just tell all your neighbors, come get the bread that you need for your three meals. And you'll have to take it down, but you have to be careful how to take it down. Don't do it fancy, don't do it the way the bakers do it. Just u'keshehu rode lo yirde b'marde perush b'ratachat u'v'mizret. Just take a simple knife and just pluck it off or stab it and take it down, not with a special utensil that they use. So that it shouldn't be done like it's done during the week, it should look different. And if you have no choice, do what you need to do to take it off. But if you let it cook enough before Shabbos, Kivan de lo avar isura, since you didn't do anything wrong, with tzorach Shabbat hu rode kedarko. So on Shabbos itself, since you need to do it, you take it down, you take it off the wall the way you normally do. V'shelo letzorach hayom asur afilo b'shinoi. And if you don't need it for today, but you're just preparing it for the next day, that's hachana, and that's for sure asur. V'chol ze b'tanur she'en atuach betit. This is a oven in those days that's not sealed. About im hu tuach betit. If you seal the oven, or you're doing it for after Shabbos, Rakhla Matzei Shabbos, the Yesh Lo Zman Lefoto Mutar. And you're not planning to use it for Friday night, you're planning to use, or Shabbos, you're planning to, you just either sealed it, or the intention was to have it ready for Motzei Shabbos, then it's not, then you didn't do an Isser. Delo Gazrinan Bechai Gavna Shema Yechateh. Because we're not worried about, you're gonna come stoke the coals in a case when a person only cooked the food for Saturday night. Okay, we'll stop.